From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Wit, August 25th. That's the joke. Here's why it landed 7 of them, actually. Let's get into it. First, from The Onion. Behold, Meta's newer eye, says Mark Zuckerberg, covering nipples in tinfoil. Menlo Park, Sile providing an internal update on his latest breakthrough in the smart technology sector. Meta founder Mark Zuckerberg reportedly invited employees to behold the company's newer eye Monday as he lifted his top to display his tinfoil-covered nipples. Here, beneath my humble shirt, lies the future of hyper-intelligent AI integration, said the billionaire tech CEO, sticking his chest out to reveal 2 semi-pointy silver data centers scrunched around his areolas. It may not look like much now, but these shiny protruding nubs will soon be known as the nexus of machine and man. Next, second, from Mere Onion, man terrified after urine comes out clear for first time in life. Up next, third, from The Onion, Amazon destroying rare books to train AI. New evidence suggests Amazon is buying up rare books and tearing their pages from their spines in order to feed its AI models with unique information. What do you think? If they're so good, how come they're rare? Fernando Esquivel, titanium bender just when I was about to get into 16th century tomes. Miles Yoda, detective trainee just what we need, pretentious robots. The post Amazon destroying rare books to train AI appeared first on The Onion. And then, whether you're looking for a 23-year-old model to serve as your latest beard or a fellow Hollywood A-lister to help you promote your new blockbuster, Reyes Pilar relationship mode will help you acquire the paparazzi shots and people articles you're looking for, said CEO Daniel Gendelman, who shared that the app would allow up to 6 users to be logged on to the same account at the same time to ensure. Fourth, from The Onion, Rare introduces new PR relationship mode. Los Angeles empowering their users to be completely upfront about their intentions. Officials for the dating app Raya announced Tuesday they were launching an all-new PR relationship mode. Next, fifth, from The Onion, report more Americans abandoning lengthy conversations in favor of one really big word. Up next, sixth, from McSweeney's Internet Tendency, I'll give you $15,000 to stop asking me to go hiking. First off, congratulations on becoming an outdoors person. 3 years ago, you thought mosquitoes were government drones. Now you own boots with names like Expedition Carbon Ultra GTX. People change. I'm happy for you, which is why I'd like to offer you $15,000 to pretend you never invited me. Seriously, take it. Use it for backpacks, trekking poles, tiny titanium spoons, or whatever mysterious economy hikers have built among themselves. Los Angeles, a group of neuroscientists studying the effects of the psychedelic experience, made a startling breakthrough recently, announcing this morning their discovery that comedic loops musician Reggie Watts possesses the only known ego in the world that stays completely intact no matter how many powerful hallucinogens it is exposed to. I simply cannot spend my Saturday voluntarily climbing a mountain whose greatest achievement is being taller than the parking lot. And then, seventh, from The Hard Times. Scientists confirm Reggie Watts has first ego psychedelics can't kill. Frankly, it's confounding, chief researcher Nathan Hartman said at a panel earlier today. That's the set. Tip your podcast host on the way out back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.